Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Justin?
Who's asking?
This is Fernando with Restorify by Intoxilog, and I'm calling to speak to you about filing for an expungement on your DWI.
Yep, one moment. Go ahead now. I'm sorry, go ahead now, Fernando.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is about filing for an expungement on your DWI. It's because
right.
You recently launched a new program where you can check for eligibility, which is 100% free. And normally
right.
We ask you for it's your email address so we can share all the info. You can read it and then do the expungement by yourself in our website.
Right. So there's a possibility they could expunge my previous record.
That is correct.
Right. Yeah, you guys can go ahead and email me that. As far as right now, I am still not able to drive.
Uh-huh.
There was some small print that I had. I had to do 2 8-hour CD classes.
Okay.
Before I could retain my license, and nobody told me that. I had already paid my reinstatement. I have reapplied for my license. I got all my, everything's taken care of on that end. And then they said, well, you have 2 remaining factors that need to be taken care of, and that's these 2 8-hour classes. Have you heard of that? Through, like, Foresight?
I understand, yeah, but this is a different process, and the good thing about it is that we are Intoxilog partners, so it's easier for us to help you with the process and be quick instead of, like,
right.
Go through all those steps that they're asking for, right? So let me go ahead
right.
and get your email address so I can send the info. You can read it later.
Yeah.
What is it?
Justin Tisdale, 1976, @gmail.com. And then say, your name was Fernando, correct?
That is correct, sir, yeah.
Hey, Fernando, man, sometimes I have trouble, and I'm not, well, for one, I have a brain tumor, so I'm extremely forgetful, I mean, from one sentence to the next, but is there a line that I can call direct to talk to somebody instead of, I mean, I have the Intoxilog app,
mm-hmm.
but there's times where I just need to speak with somebody to get through what I'm trying to get taken care of,
mm-hmm.
and it's not giving me the options to do so. So if there was a customer service number to where, when I needed to speak to a human being, it's necessary for me to, do my upkeep for you guys and make sure I'm following your protocols and requests. I would just like a number to where if I need to speak with somebody. When I originally got on the program,
yeah,
I had spoke with a gentleman, and he gave me his name and his extension, but it never gives me an opportunity to enter his extension.
Okay.
Yeah, Pat McCat, extension 753.
If you have paper and pen, I'll be more than happy to give you the number, sir, that you can have or call him.
Yeah, if you could do that, that would be great.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready, buddy.
That will be 844.
844.
535.
535?
That's correct. 535.
Yep.
0260.
0260. And that's Pat McCouts, extension 753?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, because sometimes I can't get the answers I need through the app. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just need to speak to a human being for a few minutes because I'm technologically handicapped and I also have a brain tumor, so it's hard for me to
understand.
Sometimes get through some of this. So
actually, the reason why I just gave you that direct number of the customer customer service department so you can have that, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Well, quick question.
Yeah,
what's
it's really frustrating when I was sitting in my car one day and I have some problems with my battery. I'm going to have to do a maintenance order on it. So I was trying to call somebody to figure out to make sure I was doing it right because I'm going to put the battery in by myself and not have a job do it. I just don't want to break any rules and get in any trouble is all, so.
I understand, and we appreciate that a lot. Quick question.
You bet. I don't, this is don't. The last time this is ever happening to me, so.
Okay. What's your date, what's your date of birth?
10/29/76.
Okay. 10/29, right? Is that right?
Yep, 10/29/1976. Just like my email, JustinTisdale1976 @gmail.com.
Thank you so much for that. Okay,
I'm here to send me information regarding.
Correct. That's exactly what I'm doing right now, so you can have everything, and you can also, you know, have a better perspective, a better picture about what we are doing. And then you can
write
with the information that we might need in order for us to help you with, you know, with the process, right, to make your record unavailable to the public.
Right. And I've already been through this. I got one more. I have Zoom classes is what they had me do. Two 8-hour Zoom classes.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I went in to get my license because I was told I could, and they said, oh, wait, here, it shows that you haven't completed all the necessary requirements for your reinstatement to get on Intoxilock. And I said, well, what do you mean? I've been in here twice. I paid my reinstatement. I renewed my driver's license. Why wouldn't you tell me this? And of course, okay. They're not out to help you, you know. So this Saturday, the 9th, is my last 8-hour session, and she said that she emails it directly to the DMV of Minnesota, and within a few days after that, I should be legal to drive. So I'm hoping within the next 10 days, I should be legal to drive.
Yeah. What will be the best time to reach you in case they have positive news before the 24 hours that usually takes? What will be the best hour to give you a call back?
24 hours that what takes?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the 24 hours before what?
No. What I'm trying to say is that it usually takes 24 to 48 hours before we get the results of this process, right? But in case we get the resolution before that time, what will be the best hour to give you a call back?
Anytime.
Anytime, okay.
Anytime. I'm going to lock. Would it be this number that's coming in?
That is correct, sir. We'll be the same
number. So I can save this number and say Fernando?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help. I have a brain tumor. I just got out of the hospital. I had a pulmonary embolism, almost died.
Pretty sure you will get better. You'll see. All the good news are always come at the same time, so... You just get out. I just give you a call back about your record so you can drive. All the good things comes together. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. Then you're not the exception, okay?
Cool. I appreciate it, man. You seem like a nice guy. Yeah, you know, I've coached my kids' football team the last 4 years and the baseball team the last 2 years. It was just a terrible mistake, and I need to get back on the road. I'm a single father, and I'm on my deathbed, basically.
I can
bet. As I said, I have a brain tumor, which I don't need to discuss too much about, but I want to be able to get on the road here so I can spend as much time with my children as possible.
And it's actually good about talk about the things that already happened to, you know, to yourself. You know, you're like, if something is going right, good. If something is not going, it's not doing good.
Right. Well, it's hard for recovery too, you know.
Right. We need a vent. We need a vent and have those, you know, positive conversations with people who have good energy, right? And
like you, I can tell, Fernando, that, I mean, I've been around the world, I can tell you're a hell of a good guy. I don't know you. Right. I don't know where you're from, but I can tell by the way you talk, the way you communicate with people. You're not just there punching in the clock. You actually do give a shit.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that. I really do, because I am a man in need, Fernando.
Yeah.
Fernando.
Yeah, my mom, she's from Puerto Rico. That's why she chose that name.
Yeah. But, so I'll just lock your number in. You got my email.
Absolutely.
And So if I have any troubles or anything, can I call you, Fernando? My name is Justin.
Absolutely, Justin. You can give me a call.
I need somebody to rely on when I get in trouble. My battery was dying, and I went out. And my other question is, so if I blow and pass, do I have to start the truck?
Yeah.
Or do I just have to blow and pass?
Yes. If you pass, you can definitely do it, because remember that if the interlock, right, the device does not accept,
yep.
You know, when you blow, it's definitely, it's not going to let you. It's not going to let you. Depends about the device that you have. The last device that we just got, it's that
yep.
one, right? But it doesn't matter if you blow and that the machine, right, the device does not accept your status, it won't let you turn the vehicle on.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. If it says pass, start vehicle, do I have to start the vehicle?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. You can't just blow and pass and then not start the vehicle.
Correct. I mean, you can just, like I said before, right, you can just blow and then you can pass, but that depends, right, after, you know, the resolution that we'll have, because there's two profiles. There's like two status that you can have. The one you can blow in and continue driving, and the one that you can blow in not even start the car.
Right. No, there won't. No, there's. I've never had any trace of alcohol or anything like that. It'd be nothing like that.
Okay.
I just meant if I go out, I blow, it says pass, start car. Do I actually have to start the car?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wasn't aware of that. One other person had told me, no, it just has to show on the Intoxilock that you blew, got your picture taken and passed, and you were able to drive at that time.
Remember that there is a wide variety of devices, right? Not every person have the same device. So
right. True.
About
this is the same one. I had one years ago, actually. So I'm familiar with it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I appreciate it. Go ahead and send me that email on that information, Fernando. And just remember, my name is Justin.
Absolutely. I have all your info here. So I can give you a call back, or you can give me a call back for any question or something that you might like to have help with, you know, to guide you through the process or any doubt that you might have with the info that I've sent. You can give
right.
me a call back anytime, okay?
Right, because like right now I still can't drive yet, because I got to do this one more class on Saturday. I don't know if that shows on your computer or not.
No, I don't have that info. I just have.
Oh, you don't? That's all at the Department of Motor Vehicles. So
yeah,
Department of Public Safety. But go ahead and shoot me that email, Fernando. And when I hang up, I'm gonna lock this number in as Fernando. And Toxilock.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say you're doing a great job, and I appreciate your time and your patience with me.
Thank you so much, Justin. It was a pleasure to have that conversation with you. And I hope you get better. And,
you're a great guy. You've been more than helpful. Some people, you know, just jump through the hoops and do what they got of it. You seem like you actually care, so I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's,
I'm in a bad spot. Like I said, I don't know how much longer I got to live here, and I'm taking my kids to Florida Keys from the 20th through the 27th. So
yeah.
I'm trying to get this all taken care of and get back on the road before the 20th.
We need to do what we got to do, right?
Hey, she told me, you know, get this class done Saturday, and they automatically – the next business day, which would be Monday, fax it to the DMV. And as soon as they receive it, then it should say valid, and I can go get my plates and start living my life again. This has been terrible. So I really appreciate it, Fernando.
What's a pleasure, Justin. I hope you have an amazing holidays and rest of the year. And I'll be here for you at any time, okay, where you can call.
There's a good chance you're going to be hearing from me, Fernando. Like I said, I have a brain tumor, so I forget things. I'll be watching TV, and I'll literally have to rewind it 5 minutes because I have no idea what I just watched.
It's just a note of the number that we have here, and also you have my name, so you can remember me and give me a call whenever you have any doubt or something like that about the process, okay?
Wonderful. I'll lock your number in. Thank you, Fernando.
It was a pleasure. Bye-bye now.
You have a great night, bud.
You too.
Bye.